I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Well, the blue-green algae blooms invading Lake Champlain this summer can cause all sorts of nasty stomach problems and skin irritation. Toxins in the blooms could even damage the liver of people who accidentally ingest the water. But researchers say there might be longer-term health consequences for people who come into contact with the blooms. And one Vermont doctor is studying the link between blue-green algae and what he says are abnormally high rates of an incurable neurological disease in towns along the shores of Lake Champlain. In part three of our series, Downstream, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has this report.
Dr. Elijah Stommel is a neurologist at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, and he's a national leader in the treatment of patients with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, commonly known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
One of the worst diseases, I think, that is out there. It tends to strike people down in their best years, most productive years, and really we don't have a handle on how to treat it or even what's causing it.
There is no cure for ALS, a neurodegenerative disease that slowly robs patients of physical movement. But about 7 years ago, Stommel began turning his attention to its cause, and the Thetford resident is among the researchers who now suspect a link between blue-green algae blooms and a disease thrust into the national spotlight last year by the famous Ice Bucket Challenge.
In the literature and in our own experience, we've been able to document clusters of ALS.
According to Stommel, these clusters include several hotspots in Vermont, and their exact locations are notable for their proximity to portions of Lake Champlain that are prone to summer algae blooms.
There is probably an area of increased incidence in the St. Albans area of Vermont, and there may well be one in the Shelburne, Vermont area.
It's a controversial claim and one that state health officials dispute. Lori Cragen is the state epidemiologist at the Vermont Department of Health.
And we have investigated potential clusters in the past, but they haven't turned out to be clusters.
Cragen says she's familiar with work by Stommel and others that purports to show abnormally high rates of ALS in pockets across New England. But she says they don't take into account all the other factors that could be responsible for the statistical deviations. And she notes that the mortality rate of ALS in Vermont on the whole is 2.7 deaths per 100,000 residents, about what you'd expect in a state of this size.
The studies that are out there are a starting point, but they are very limited, very limited, and with many methodological weaknesses.
Stommel admits he needs more data to establish a causal link between blue-green algae blooms and ALS, but he says the mapping techniques used to isolate the alleged clusters are sound.
We have some more recent data suggesting that poor water quality seems to overlap with areas of increased incidence of ALS.
It isn't the blue-green algae itself that Stommel blames for the increased incidence of ALS, but a toxin called BMAA that's produced by the blooms. The foundation for this thesis lies in a body of research in which scientists discovered high levels of BMAA in the brains of people who died of ALS. How exactly BMAA makes its way into the human body is still a mystery. Some scientists are exploring a path through the food chain. BMAA has been found in fish and crustaceans pulled from polluted waters. Stommel is exploring whether the toxin can get into the air through wave action or other means and inhaled by nearby residents. James Ehlers is the executive director of Lake Champlain International, a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving water quality in the state's largest body of water. Stommel now serves on the organization's advisory council. Ehlers says Stommel's work is a wake-up call, and he says the state ought to be devoting more attention to what he says could be a serious public health threat.
The state and state-funded institutions need to be cooperating with this first-class research, especially when they're trying to discern whether these high occurrences of ALS, these clusters that far exceed national standards, are located within our state borders.
Dr. Daniel Pearl is a former professor of pathology at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. He doesn't share Ehlers' alarm. Pearl says the foundational basis for Stommel's theory has its roots in a flawed scholarly article from 2002 that first gave rise to the BMAA hypothesis. Pearl was on a research team funded by the National Institutes of Health that examined the link between BMAA and ALS. He says there's no compelling evidence that the toxin is capable of damaging the brain's neurons in a manner consistent with what happens in ALS patients.
You have to start by saying, is this a potential cause of the disease? If it's not, then who cares how you get exposed to it?
Stommel says the data is too compelling to ignore. The Centers for Disease Control apparently concurs. Stommel is currently in the midst of a CDC-funded study in which he and his colleagues are probing the histories of people with ALS in Vermont to better understand the extent of their exposure to blue-green algae blooms. Every year, Stommel attends a meeting of researchers exploring this link.
Every year that I go to the meeting, I'm more and more convinced that this is a real issue and that BMAA is a likely culprit as an environmental risk factor for ALS.
For people like Curtis Conover, that research is more than academic. A few years ago, Conover began experiencing some odd tightness in his hamstrings. During a doctor's visit on Christmas Eve in 2012, Stommel told him that he had ALS. Conover handled the news well. He's still able to enjoy walks with his wife and kids, though stairs have become something of an enemy.
So I view it as a second life. There was the life that Curtis had when he was healthy and he could do everything, and then there's the life from that point on. So that's the way I view it.
Conover lives in Rutland County and can't recall spending excessive amounts of time around polluted waters, but he's appreciative of efforts to find a cause, which he hopes may lead to a cure.
God forbid anybody gets that disease. Little did I know that I'd have it, and yet still have a pretty positive outlook of hopefully I can hang in with this thing long enough that they can find a cure.
Epidemiologist Lori Cragen says the state is considering adding ALS to the list of reportable diseases, a move that would increase the amount of data available to researchers like Stommel. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.